There's some things that you don't ask your spouse, your significant other. You just don't bring certain
right,
things up.
Right, yes.
So this guy, I guess, he lost his mind for a moment. So he said, I recently asked my girlfriend how our sex life is compared with her ex.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hoping to get validation for one of my biggest insecurities. Instead, she told me she didn't enjoy sex with me as much as she loved having sex with her ex.
Yeah. So once a girl says that to you, she don't want you anymore.
That relationship is over.
Yeah, that's over. Because, you know, you might not be as good in bed as the last guy or the guy before that or any of the other guys that she'd been with, but you're the guy she's with because she digs you. Like, she enjoys having sex with you because it's you. Once she says to you, it's not as good, that relationship is not long for this world.
So should she lie?
Well, if she wants to continue dating him, she should.
Okay. So if Joe were to ask you, okay, me or your ex-husband, who is better?
I stopped having sex with my ex-husband.
We're living in fantasy world
like
here.
Like a minute after we got married.
So in fantasy world, let's say your ex-husband was better. Should you tell Joe? Yeah, he was hoping to make Joe better.
Well, let's not go with my ex-husband. Let's go with somebody that was better than Joe. There was a guy that I dated many, many, many years ago. Let's call him Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus was, in my opinion, for me, the best sex I've ever had in my entire life.
Why?
It was really unpredictable. It was always really hot. He was gorgeous. Like, the body was ridiculous. He was beautiful. Like, he was just beautiful. And then, so sex with him is already just like, I get to have sex with him. That's awesome. But then it was also like the sex itself. Like, he was really, really into it. And so he had two things going on. He was really into me being happy and my pleasure and my enjoying it. But then he was also really into weird shit that he liked, like stuff that he liked, stuff that he wanted to do. Mm. And it was stuff that I had never done before that I was down with because it was him. He was awesome. So, you know, it wasn't boring ever. And it was always unpredictable. And it was always like, it was hot. It was hot, 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 hot.
All right. Would you have paused the audiobook?
There would have been no audiobook. I would have ripped him out of my own ears. I would have ripped my ears off my head.
Okay, so if Joe was to ask you, am I the best you've ever had, should you lie or tell him the truth?
But he's the second best I ever had. I've had
guys,
a lot. And like,
guys
no, but
don't want to hear that.
But listen, I've had a lot of guys. So second best
second.
Of all those guys, that's a compliment.
Second out of the top 1,000 is good.
Right. You're two out of like 100 as opposed to 2 out of 4. Like 2 out of 4 is
still
not good.
No guy's going to like that. A guy always wants to know he's number one. So you should lie.
Well, but the thing is, but Joe is, and I have kind of lied, but not really, because I didn't stay with Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Very long. You know, our relationship kind of burned out pretty fast because it was basically all about the sex. And also we were young, like we were like 23, like nobody was looking for anything serious back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I guess you're sort of an adult at 23, but I wasn't yet. In my adult life, my boyfriend is the best.
But he's still number two. In my entire
right. experience, yeah, my entire world. But the thing is, if it's somebody you want to be with, I think it's important to say, you know, it's good, but there's a couple of things that I'd love to like maybe tweak. And it's not that you're not good at it. It's just something I like. Like, I like a couple of things that maybe you're not into or you didn't realize. So if that's going to be the person you're going to be with, you want that sex life to be the best. So you got to make like the fine tune adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
We should be able to bring that up to each other and say, hey, by the way, I like this. We've never tried this before. Let's try this. And right. I don't think there's that conversation happens too often.
Listen, if you're serving lasagna, I don't like meat in my lasagna. A lot of people do. A lot of people love meat in their lasagna. I prefer a veggie lasagna. That's just me. That's what I'm into. So let me show you how to layer the vegetables. Let me show you where to put the zucchini. You know what I mean? It goes in the middle layer.
I never brought this up.
But listen, not everybody likes zucchini. Some people don't like zucchini at all.
Or meat.
So I'm just saying it's a preference thing. And like if it's somebody noodles? You're going to be eating lasagna with for the rest of your life,
how about
you want to make sure.
You like the ricotta cheese?
I like the ricotta cheese.
You like the ricotta cheese?
I do.
Ricotta cheese is really good. But no, I don't think a guy should ever ask that question, because never ask a question you want an answer to.
You mean you don't want an answer to?
No, you do want an answer to. You never ask that question.
You want to have a better sex life? I mean, if you had a partner that you really liked being with, you enjoyed being with them, you enjoyed their company, the relationship was good, you thought the sex was good, you want to make sure that they're on the same page. You want, and if you can make a minor adjustment and make it that much better, do you know what I mean? Like, maybe you keep going left and they want you to go right. Just go right.
Yeah, I just don't think couples have that conversation.
Then that's not a good couple. That's not a healthy relationship. All couples should have that conversation.
All right. So he should have said, "What do you want done better?" Not, yeah. "Am I the best you've ever had?"
It's a dumb question. Am I the best you ever had? That's about him. That's about ego. You should say, "Are there things I'm doing that you like and things you don't like? Are there things that I should do more of, less of?"
Mm-hmm.
Harder, faster, higher, lower. Like, give me some.
Bring people in. Bring
exactly. Give me some
leather.
Whole party. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what do you like?
Toys? No toys. Like, you know, people have things that they're into.
And should have never brought this up.
It's a good conversation to listen. I think it's an important conversation to have, because people shouldn't be afraid. You're having sex with a person. Like, you are having. That's the most vulnerable you can be. So if you're having sex with them and you can't say, "I like this and not that," or "do a little more of this, do a little more of that," with the person you're having sex with, that's on you. Like, you have to be able to talk to them.
Okay, so you had an answer for that one. Let's see if you have an answer for this one.
Uh-oh.
So this girl got COVID. And okay. I guess a month after having COVID, she started dating a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been dating for 11 months now. She lost her sense of smell when she got COVID. Hasn't really had it in 11 months.
Okay.
So it just now came back. She got engaged to the guy. She now reveals she doesn't like the way he smells.
Oh.
At all. Like morning breath. Sweating, just the smell. It's a huge turnoff for her, which I can understand, because I'm a huge smell guy. If you smell, I can't deal with it. So he's a smelly guy. She's now engaged to smelly, dirty, gross guy. What does she do?
You know, there's some really interesting research on this. There are actually theories about this, some theories and some actual research, that the first thing, this is why pheromones are so important. So when you start dating somebody and you get a sense of them, you sniff them, you smell them, just like their own body odor, like what they smell like when they're having sex, what they smell like when they wake up in the morning, just their day-to-day smells.
Mm.
The ones that you are offended by, the people who don't smell right to you, it doesn't mean that they stink. It doesn't mean that they smell badly. They smell wrong to you. This is what research shows, because somewhere down the line, you are related, that you are smelling something.
No.
You're smelling something that is way too familiar. Like, it smells too much like a family member or family members in general. Like, it's too close for comfort. So, yeah, pheromones are important. I mean, the smell, sense of smell is really important. And there's a good chance that she's not going to be able to get over that. It's not like she doesn't like his cologne. That's his scent, his body. Everyone has it. Everybody has like a smell that's theirs. And for me, like, one of the things I love about my boyfriend is his smell to me is very comforting. Like if I'm having a bad day or feeling anxious or I've had a fight with somebody, what I used to do when we first started dating, I would literally curl up on him and fall asleep on his chest. Like no matter where he was laying, whether it was a chair or a couch, it didn't matter. I was able to just fall asleep on him because his scent was so comforting to me. If his scent is offensive to her, there's a biological and evolutionary reason for it. So that's not going to change, unfortunately.
And the bad thing is COVID masked that for 11 months.
Right. Yeah. I've got a friend who got COVID in the very beginning, She just got her sense of smell and taste back.
And then you find out you can't stand his smell. You got to break it off. And I don't think you tell him why you break it off. You just break it off.
Right.
You know, I was into one girl one time and I couldn't handle it. Just because
the way she smelled.
The way she smelled. I couldn't. I don't know if it was the cologne, the perfume, her soap. It just turned me off.
Her body odor, like her normal smell.
I couldn't do it. She was hot as hell. Couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, there's no getting over that.